Washington, D.C., where he's the victim of, of the many thousands of people that are out of power in D.C., Roland Martin, you all right?
I'm all good. All good. We lost power about 10 p.m. Friday night. More than 2 million people over a seven-state stretch. Still, you got about upwards of a million in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia still without power because of the severe storm that actually started in Chicago and moved just across the country. Then, of course, you have the heat wave, temperatures exceeding 100 degrees. That's just this region. You got wildfires in Colorado. So what in the world is going on with the weather? We turn to my homeboy, Paul Goodlow, a meteorologist from the Weather Channel. You know, we call him the brother on the Weather Channel, Tom.
That's right.
Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Hey, by the way, I'm one of two brothers on the Weather Channel.
Uh-oh.
Thank you very much.
All right.
So, Paul, the crazy, you know, heat wave that's affecting this region, how long is this expected to last? Because it's really been going on since Friday.
Yeah, we're still talking about temperatures well above 100 across a good chunk of the east, pretty much for today. Now, we're going to kind of shift the heat farther west, so the east will cool down. But here's the thing. You know, it's been hot across the east, but it's been hot and dry. But now we're going to see the humidity increase. So while it might not be 106 or 108 or 104 degrees, it's going to be more like perhaps 94, 92. But with the added humidity, it's going to feel like maybe 110, 115. So it's kind of like, you know, pick your poison here. You know, the thermometer will go down, but you will feel just as hot as it has been.
That ain't good with no AC, so I understand.
Oh, no. And now, again, I have family in D.C. They're also without power. My sister, brother-in-law, my parents are without power. So I know your pain. Also, you talk about the 2 million people without power. That's a tricky number because, again, these are numbers for the power company. These are actually customers. You could have an apartment building as a customer.
Oh.
It counted in that 2 million. So you could actually multiply that by 2 or 4 or 8. So we can still be talking about maybe 10, 12 plus million people in the dark, in the heat, without power. So that's kind of a tricky number that the power companies like to throw out there. Oh, it's only 2 million, but yeah, those are customers, not actual people in the dark or in the dealing with this heat right now.
This is just the end of June.
Ooh,
the
yeah.
hottest months are ahead of us.
Right.
July, here we are, the 1st of July, August.
Looking at the climate, typically it's the end of July into August is the hottest time of the year. And we're talking about, we set these records in June. I mean, last week we had 1,800 record high temperatures across 39 states. So, I mean, that's substantial and significant for June, not even the hottest time of the year. So, you know, people talk and they debate and they claim it's not happening, but you know, we've had last couple of years of wild weather, from snowstorms in times that you don't see snowstorms in October to, you know, huge tornadoes to very active tropics. You got to think something is happening with our weather here.
No global warming, though, right?
I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, I've talked to people who live in the mountains in Colorado, and they've lived there for 30, 40 years, and they say back in the day, in the 70s, they would see maybe 4 or 5 days warmer than 75 degrees. Now they have weeks in the 80s, if not 90s, and that's at elevation. So something is happening with our climate. It is getting warmer.
Speaking of climate, we should be very concerned about, obviously, the wildfires are going on. People who live in the western states should be concerned about that. Also, I talked to other folks friends of mine dealing with weather, and they say, look, be prepared, especially along the Gulf Coast, the Atlantic Coast, for very volatile season of tropical depressions, potentially hurricanes?
Well, you know, we always say you got to be prepared for hurricanes, tropical storms every year, because even in, you know, a quote-unquote quiet year, you can have major hurricanes. Like back in 91, Hurricane Andrew, that happened in August. That was, you know, that was the first named storm of the year. But it devastated South Florida, and that was a well below average year. And then you can also have well above average years, but if nothing affects the U.S., people are like, oh, it's a dud of a year. So, you know, this year is expected and forecast to be a below average year. But, you know, if one storm hits you, it's a big year for you.
Well, I tell you what, some people say we make too much of weather, but trust me, folks will watch the Weather Channel like crazy when you start talking about heat waves, hurricanes, wildfires. So, Paul, we'll keep watching. We appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Sure thing.
All right, Roland.
All right.
Stay cool.
I will do.
That ascot's kind of sweaty, huh?
Just a little bit.